Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
903 on ESPN 97.5. We got a winner. Going to play Beat the Limo Guy in 1 hour from now. Limo Guy is going to join us. Won two games this week. And our contestant couldn't win two games. Couldn't win three games. That's embarrassing.
We had what I consider to be an extremely disturbing text come in during the break, Dell, that says John, that his friend Chad, who's Oklahoma State alumni, is forcing John to grow his hair out so he can be Chad's new Mike Gundy.
Huh.
And that he's forcing him to have Gundy hair. Is there any accuracy in that, John?
There is no Chad doesn't have anything to say about my. It's all my wife. This is my wife. She's looking for something. She said, "We've been married 25 years. This week,
she wants something different.
She wants something different.
You've got a beard now too. You've kind of rebranded.
Well,
if I'm being honest.
She rebranded me. She's like, I need something new. Here, grow a beard.
I need something new.
Grow a beard and grow your hair long. And by the way, go see Doc Linville.
Okay. Oh,
is she asking for any other stuff that you need to change?
No, she don't need nothing.
I'm just trying to figure out what the deal is.
No. She's good there. But she just wanted a new look.
She's rebranding him as like an 80s bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
From a TV show.
Yeah. Kind of feel like, I don't know. I don't know what she's looking for.
Hold on a second.
It ain't me.
Hans Gruber? Let me look at Hans Gruber real quick. It looks like she's going for an she's a younger Sean Connery meets Hans Gruber.
But not even like the top bad guy, like one of his lackeys, like the guy who's wearing, he's got the jacket.
Well, they were German.
The sleeve. I know I'm not talking about Hans Gruber. Like the sleeves are a little rolled up.
John, are you going to tell me that this isn't what you're maybe going for, Hans Gruber?
No, I don't think she wants Hans Gruber. I think
John?
Maybe the most interesting man in the world. Maybe she's going for
that. She's looking for an older... not older, but let's say a Don Johnson type with the facial hair and the longer hair. Is that what she's looking for?
Maybe.
Does she want an 80s bad boy?
She's going back to the 80s. Maybe.
Does she want an 80s bad boy?
Maybe. I don't know what
she's
going
to have to
for.
Start wearing leather?
Oh, she just bought me some,
leather pants? Don't tell me she's going, wait a minute.
No leather.
Does she want you to look like, is she going for one of the gang members in the Michael Jackson Beat It video? Do you have like also a leather jacket that gets pushed up all the way mid-sleeve? Has she asked you to have a knife fight against someone else?
No knife fights.
From another gang?
No knife fights.
Wait a minute.
Although she did up my
insurance.
What about
the white guy from, hold on a second.
Maybe she did up my insurance, so maybe a knife fight is next.
Beat It gang members.
Is she buying you... pastel suit, colored suits? Like, are you going all out Don Johnson from Miami Vice?
But she did give me a thin white stripes, blue with white stripes. Man, and it does look a little Don Johnson-ish.
Ask her what she thought about Miami Vice.
She might like...
Just randomly drop it in. What do you think, honey? What do you think about Miami Vice?
Why you got me with a ducktail now?
Well, look at your hair.
I know. What you doing? What you doing over there, girl?
With my hair. With that hair, though.
What you doing with my hair, though? Oh, 906 ESPN 97.5. So you're saying she doesn't want Joey Votto anymore? No, she never wanted Joey Votto. I just dreamt that, and I was pissed that she was with Joey Votto. When is today's show going up on podcast, Jonathan wants to know. Dell?
Colin.
Colin? Colin.
What, the first hour's not up yet? Is that what he's complaining about?
I guess. I mean, hey, D-Weed, go to the, well, if it's not
if
up.
If it's not up there, what's he going to?
I'm trying to, I'm now in a rabbit hole.
Anybody
trying to find,
ask about the podcast?
Hour one
is
up.
It's obligatory.
Hour one is up.
That you have to be called a D-Weed.
Tell that dude hour one is up.
Hour one is up, D-Weed.
Yeah, in fact, people have already started listening to it. What's he talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Please don't send Cal's face and Jack Easterby's face on Worm Tongue and Cal's face on the King. You see
that?
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, because he's not Worm Tongue.
Is it better? Is he better than? Is. Is it Caldor or what do you want? Because they're going to send something.
I don't want to make references like that.
Put Easterby on.
I want to get
Peter
my, I want to get my pecan pie every year.
They don't. You
and
said
my pizza.
You said a lot of stuff. And they still send you. I don't think there's a connection because the people who send you the pie aren't listening because you still get the pie.
Apparently, they don't listen to this show.
No.
Otherwise, I wouldn't get any pies
or
pizzas.
No chance.
None. But it is. Can you guys change from Papa John's? That'd be great.
Ooh, now you're complaining about free food?
Well.
What would you like, John? What would you like?
I'd like some fries with it, but okay.
They don't. What free food would you want from the Texans, John?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Go with Star. Make Star your pizza or Keneally's.
But isn't Papa John's the official pizza sponsor of the NFL?
Yeah, I know, but that's so can't they change?
No.
No, well, the NFL.
Even
no.
Pizza Hut would be better.
Let me tell you something, friend. When the NFL has
you,
a sponsor,
Nance?
You can potentially ask Ian Rappaport if they like you throwing some free ads for anybody out there.
You're getting suspended, Ian. Yeah. So I noticed it. But you still wear sponsors' hats and stuff. You still wear other stuff. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Who's stuff do I wear?
I would just wear a Papa John's shirt all the time if I were you.
He makes a point.
Yeah.
They don't. I'm that guy in Houston. They barely even know me. Until the draft rolls around, then they
you
know
think,
me.
Is there
they know me for like 4 months.
Do we think we should send a super cut of all the times you've done something to yourself on Twitch to the NFL? Just a super cut of the.
What about this? When I do this.
The dabs don't matter. That's just embarrassing. But all the stuff you do.
Yeah.
We could produce.
Well, what stuff do I do?
I'm sure Brandon could produce a supercut of that. The number of times you've gestured to areas.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing? I'm trying
Cardi
to
B.
teach people to be better is what I'm doing.
Okay.
Hey, Cardi B, be better.
Is that what I'm going for?
Are you going for a little bit of an age progression, Donald Trump Jr.?
Oh,
look, it's not that crazy when you look at it.
That is actually on target.
You just don't, your beard isn't as thick.
Unless coke is being done by you, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I
don't know.
Yeah. You don't know. So Georgia Tech, Jeff Collins, and Pat Narduzzi got beef? Narduzzi got beef?
I don't know what happened. Yeah, at the end of the game, there was a Thursday night college football game. In fact, there are a couple, but it was Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh. Pitt won the game in Atlanta. And at the end of the game, you know, the customary handshake, and it wasn't very customary.
No.
Like, Jeff Collins is like, all right, shake your hand. He didn't want to even pause. He didn't shake his hand and walk away. And Pat Narduzzi's like, come on, what are you doing? And kind of jerked him a little bit, and then Collins walked away. He never even turned his head. Narduzzi said, what did he say? I think Narduzzi said he had a conversation, a short one. He goes, hey, great, you got a great team. And then Collins like, baloney. And walked away, according to Narduzzi.
And Collins said he didn't mean anything by it. He's like,
He's pissed off after a game. The dumbest thing in the world is the coaches have to shake hands.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's
about. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I mean.
Yeah, but
coaches, they're pissed.
Yeah, but the whole turning your head. Although I do see this lots of times where, like Jim Harbaugh did too, where you're turning. It's like the obligatory. Some do, some don't spend time if they know each other. I don't know if these two guys know each other very well or if they have a history.
Harbaugh was with Schwartz,
but then
right?
The one guy really tried to pull ahead.
Well, he just put his hand out, and then he pulled it back and walked. I mean.
Dude, how about Narduzzi?
You're pissed off. You lost.
How about Narduzzi pulls his plastic shield off? He's like, bitch, what?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, I'm sure Roger don't like you saying words like that.
No.
The kids
me and Roger
are
good with
school.
This. This is what me and Roger know. That if you get out of line, if you want to act some type of way, you got to get put in your place quick. That's what Narduzzi was doing.
And Narduzzi's pointing at him. He's like, what is with that guy? And then the state trooper who's with Collins is like, I don't know, man, and kept walking.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go get to the coach. Yeah, they did a slow-mo of it, And Collins is like, handshake. I'm going to not barely, not getting even a pause. I'm just going to make a left.
And then he did pull.
He tried to yank him. Hey, man, where are you going?
Then he said, I didn't mean any ill will towards it.
JJ, I got a newfound respect for JJ. Here's what he quoted. I guess he quoted. I'm not going to lie. I looked up where we're staying in Chicago, and there's a Portillo's a half mile away, so it's going to be pretty dangerous for me. I think Lou Malnati's is another half a block. Lou Malnati's is okay. Not great. But Portillo's, for Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, we ordered Portillo's delivered to the house, and we all had beef and sausage sandwiches from Portillo's the day after Thanksgiving. You think we didn't have a celebration? Now that's Thanksgiving.
You just want to reinforce that you're super Italian. Is that what you're doing?
That's not it. No, Portillo's beef and sausage.
Are you kidding
me? You don't know nothing about it.
You're right. I don't.
I mean, and it is good. By the way, you can order. It was like $80 for him to deliver.
$80.
$80. It fed like 12 people.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah. No, it was unbelievable how much you get, and it's awesome, awesome, awesome. So. Yeah, go look up Portillo's and have it delivered to the house. And it's really, really good. You just warm it up. All you do is heat it up and go. And here we go. I put the sausages on the grill. What?
Yeah. So you can have it delivered.
Yeah. It delivers to anywhere in the country. They delivered it to the house.
And the bread is still good?
Yeah, the bread is good.
More and more of these places are doing this where you can order stuff.
Yeah, and you get the hot peppers, the jardiniere. You get the sweet peppers, too. I mean, it is real.
So you've had it ordered?
Yeah, we did it over Thanksgiving.
How long does it take to get in?
You got ordered a couple days before.
That's it?
That's all.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it comes from Chicago?
Directly from Chicago. It's freeze-dried. Yeah. And you just warm it up. It's excellent.
You have to let it thaw?
No. Well, you put it in a crock pot and you heat it and warm it up. That's all. And because it comes with the gravy.
Yeah.
The brown gravy? Yeah.
Aren't you a little upset that they couldn't perfect delivering fries?
I know. I went to Whataburger and got their fries. It's because you can't have Portillo's without fries.
No.
So I went to Whataburger and got theirs.
That's your choice of fries when you can pick fries?
It's pretty close. McDonald's is really good. But there's a Burger King around the corner for me.
No. You know what Dell likes?
Terrible
home fries. Those real super thick fries are really just eating potatoes.
Why do you keep speaking for me?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you speaking for me? Don't dab when you're speaking for me. That's not a proper way. Reason to dab, speaking
like,
for me.
Just kind of a lazy dab, like, yeah. It's like hot, not a hard dab. It's just like, I won.
You didn't win.
Yeah.
Those are the home-style fries. I mean, I like the thin fries.
The thin fries are the best.
And I'm not going to lie, the curly fries.
The Oreitas, you put them in the oven, and you let them, and you cook over.
Yeah, they're
them.
Fine. The they're coated good. Fries that you get, like Austin has this place. Man, the coated fries. It's not Kirby Lane. It's the other place. But those are really, really good.
What coated fries means?
Well, they're coated in something and deep fried. Oh, my gosh. They're delicious.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a curly fry.
Coated. Yeah, I like curly fries, too. Yeah. Dell loves waffle Arby's fries. You know why Dell loves waffle fries? Chick-fil-A.
Raheel says Portillo's chocolate cake shake. Ooh, I've never had that. But tell me about it.
I like a Cajun fry. Stop speaking for me. You don't know what fries I like.
Yeah, you do.
You know who has kind of Cajun-y fries, but they're also the thicker
Arby's.
Kind of fries?
Or Jack in the Box is pretty good.
Echoes, too. Yeah, this just in with fast food. Fast food does fries pretty well.
Yeah. No, not Burger King, though. They ruin their fries. They're terrible. Well,
that's why you get onion
sorry,
rings.
Sorry, Burger
there.
King.
No, sorry. Yeah, you do. You get a burger. You get
onion rings.
They do onion rings well.
Yeah.
All right. 9:16.
You get tater tots in any of those places?
No. Well, sometimes. No, they're good.
Sonic.
You know what? I get
Sonic tots.
I'm getting testosterone today.
All right. Mm-hmm. Men's T Clinic is a company that can do that for you. Here's what they won't do: a testosterone blizzard. Like they don't do those. They just do real testosterone. Treatments, TRT. But here's the thing. You have to get tested first. They have to determine that you are a candidate because there are some people who will treat you when you're not really a candidate, and it can cause some issues for you and some side effects, and that's not what you want to happen. You need to make sure that it's an actual issue for you, and then you need to have a company like Men's T Clinic who can go through all of your vitals and all of the testing and find out what the best solution for you is going to be from a treatment standpoint. Now, they will fine-tune the treatment and find out and figure out where you are so that you get optimal results from your treatment. They will dial you in. And the great thing is there's so many other things that they can do for weight loss and for the Gainswave therapy. They have that available. It's really about men's health, and it's available to you online at mensteaclinic.com. There's 5 locations in the Houston area, but this is a chance to live your best life and really get back to being the real you at mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 919 ESPN 97.5, 7378-0376. Scott's been waiting through the break, so let's get him in here. Hey, Scott.
How y'all doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I know y'all just passed this subject about Portillo's, but I just wanted to say that it is amazing. That cake shape is good. The salted caramel shake is good. The burgers is great, and their Italian beef sandwich is good as well.
Oh, where are y'all getting all this? Did you get this in Chicago, or do you?
It's where it started.
No, I know, but
I was born and raised in Houston. My dad is from Chicago, so first time I went up to Chicago just recently, you know, he had us try out Portillo's, and I was like, oh my God, this is almost better than Whataburger. But, I mean, it's pricey.
Ooh, easy, you know, friend, easy.
Chicago, but yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, man. Thanks, Scott.
Hold on. So they own James Coney Island?
They do.
The Portillo's company?
Does? They do? I don't know. I didn't know that.
I don't know that.
920 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 is the number. So, if you want to get in here, Paul George, $190 million. $190 million.
What a blessing,
man. I guess you got to keep your stars, right? 4-year extension, $190 million.
What a playoff blessing that is.
Playoff poor performance. Playoff poor. What a playoff. What P
pandemic
word?
Pandemic P.
Huh?
Pandemic P.
He's pandemic P, yeah. Or playoff.
Playoff P.
So what happened when he signed that? Well, on Twitter, NBA Twitter just slandered him for his poor playoff performances. And he right now has a narrative that has ensnared him with basketball Twitter that he's not going to be able to get out of until he really plays well. And when you get these kind of contracts, all it does is just shine a light even brighter. So it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I mean, the Clippers are locked in for a long run. So Kawhi is going to be expecting a championship this year. That's going to be for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Does this make Kawhi, I guess, I don't know what kind of relationship they have. But I bet Kawhi couldn't have been happy with Paul George in the postseason. He probably couldn't have been. And now they lose Montrezl. So, I mean, is that a championship team? I know everybody, remember last year, me and a couple of guys were sitting there And we said, okay, who you want? This who's going to win it all? And we put money down. One, two, the first pick was the Bucks. The second pick was the Clippers. I got the Lakers. And I was happy with my pick because they paid. So, I mean, the Clippers were considered last year, right? Weren't they the favorite?
Yes.
Yes.
The Clippers were the favorite. The Clippers were a small. Clippers and Lakers were both pretty even
close
to start
the season. Pretty close. Yeah. But remember after the Lakers start, and was like, oh no.
Well, they went up and down, but at one point the Clippers were clearly the favorite. Wait,
yeah. So are they still? I mean, it's obviously the Lakers. I mean, especially with what the Lakers have done this offseason. Holy crap! Schroeder and Montrezl. And I mean,
oh no, the Lakers have
the Lakers are a prohibitive favorite.
Let me
now.
Check. I don't know about prohibitive, but they're going to be the clear cut favorite. I don't think there can't be any doubt about that. Let me check.
I mean, especially after what they did, and you know, winning and now
NBA futures. All right, directly on NBA futures. Let's see who the Rockets are. Are they third favorite? Oh no, you got to keep scrolling down. Rockets are +4,500.
Ooh.
That's
not
that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That's 15. It's the midpoint. Mm. Yeah, they're in Texas territory. The Lakers are +200. The Nets are +600. The Clippers are +600. And the Bucks are +600. That's a pretty big favorite for the Lakers to be +200. And even
I got +250.
And even so,
So if you like the Lakers, you got to,
You play it.
Yeah,
if you want to know a team that has the ability to, I think the Celtics +1,700 are an interesting bet because the Bucks, Sixers, Celtics are the top three teams in the East, followed very closely by Miami Heat at 1,700. So if you get out of the East, then you have to play whoever comes out of the West, obviously, but.
Who would you take, the Lakers or the field?
Oh, I'd take the field. But if you told me the Lakers +200 or the field minus 150, I'd still take the field. It's just better.
What if I gave you even on both of them?
Oh, I'd take the field. I get all the teams.
Yeah, you get all the teams. If LeBron James gets hurt. By far the best team.
But if LeBron James gets hurt, then the field is
easy
winner. You
know what? They're still pretty good. Here's the thing about that. That's still a pretty damn good basketball team.
No, it is, but anytime you get the field, that's a huge advantage because any injury to LeBron or to Anthony Davis would hurt their chances, but they're more stocked right now to withstand an injury.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the Lakers are really stocked. There's a reason that they're 200 and the closest is 600. That's a big advantage over those other teams. That is being a prohibitive favorite.
Yeah.
That actually is being a prohibitive favorite. And even still, you get the Lakers and you can double your money with your bet. I could see somebody throwing a $500 bet out there to win $1,000 on the Lakers, and then you hedge it later on.
Absolutely.
With somebody else.
Absolutely. Because when it's championship time, they're going to be minus. You can hedge that easily.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a big minus.
Well, even when it gets down
now's
to the playoffs.
The time to put it on them.
Even when it gets down to the playoffs, if somebody else looks hot, you know, you can.
My bookie's got it at +250. That's even a better
one. It's pretty good.
Yep. So that's an even better.
Do you know all the presidential?
This is the time to bet the Lakers, everybody, because they ain't going to be +250 ever again once the season starts.
You know all the presidential wagers have not paid off, right?
Oh, still no.
No.
Because the election.
None of them. Even in states that are not contested,
right.
Where a certain guy would have won.
Texas is suing everybody.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, everything keeps getting thrown out.
Well, because but
they're
the
not,
election was rigged.
Like, will Donald Trump win Texas? That hasn't. Will Donald Trump win Texas? That hasn't paid. Will Donald Trump win who will win the popular vote? Hasn't paid. I can get that one if it's still in. But like, will Joe Biden win Minnesota? Like, how do you not pay that? Will Donald Trump win Massachusetts or whatever? Ones that are done. The bookmakers are not paying those things off yet until everything is completely done.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here, 927 ESPN 97.5. I got to tell you right now about my peeps over at Pajamagram. And I tell you, I've bought, and I told you this before, I bought the Pajamagram before. Frankie just texted me, as a matter of fact. And Frankie stole her mom's pajamas because she loved them so much. She stole them. And I bought them for Wendy, and she stole them. That's what my daughter does. But she loved them, and she was like, no, I want these, Dad. Okay. All right, baby girl. You get them. But that's what – they'll be fighting over these in your house. The tempting touch pajamas is what's going on now. They're going to keep her warm and cozy from head to toe. It's micro velvet, new fabric, silky smooth, addictively soft. They're irresistible to wear, beg to be touched. And you know what? She's going to love them. When you go and you go to pajamagram.com and you're going to see all the selections and you're going to see everything on there, and you're going to be like, wow, this is really hard because there are so many cool and different ones to choose from. But choose the one that's right for your wife, but the one that you're going to like the best too. This is not only a present for her, it's a present for you as well. And you get a great deal, free gift packaging right now. It means you don't have to wrap. Beat the holiday rush. Tempting touch pajamas. Get your free packaging today before this deal disappears. Just go to pajamagram.com. Fast and easy. And delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them I sent you.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we are exactly a half hour away from Beat the Limo Guy. Who's our contestant? Do we know? What? It is? That's not bad.
John just found...
Don't say it.
Okay, yeah.
We don't know.
Is somebody listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, somebody might be listening. I don't know. You never know.
This is a good present, though.
It is a good present.
It's a good present.
If you're a cocktailer, yeah.
Yeah. That just happens to be one of the things that I like to do from time to time.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get it for yourself? Wow, that's kind of...
I buy myself presents all the time.
Wow.
Stop dabbing. Everything you say requires
Why did you
that.
Just dab? Why are you so much shorter than me, like Fred is, than AJ? On this thing.
I've got an adjustable chair.
Oh, you do have an adjustable chair. Now you're taller.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Don't do that. Don't do that, Del. Apparently Fred caught it from the listeners yesterday.
I don't know. He looks so short in this chair.
Well, I think he doesn't. I always got my chair as high as it'll go.
Yeah. Well, some of these are not. Are you, you don't seem very hyped about the Texans matchup against Chicago Bears.
I like the Texans this week.
Why
I
like
them a lot.
Texans.
Oh my! Are you kidding? Because I think if you have a quarterback that's not any good, the Texans defense can actually play well. Their running game isn't great. Their offense sucks.
Yeah, they're not good. I just don't know. So the Bradley Roby thing shouldn't hurt you as much. The Will Fuller thing is going to hurt the Texans though.
I don't know if you remember, but so every 8 years the Texans go there, and the Texans always win there.
How many
What's
times
the weather?
Have they been there?
Let me see what the weather looks
like. Have
they
been there twice?
Twice.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you think what happened in 2012 has
no, anything? No. But I it doesn't scare. The weather doesn't scare me.
No.
Remember the last time it was a Sunday night game and it was pouring.
And that
was
high, probably the Texans' high on best Sunday. Team the high ever. On Sunday is going to be 35 degrees.
That's not bad. Not in Chicago in December.
No, but is it bad for the Texans?
No. By the way, we've gone up to Green Bay and seen the Texans play. And kick ass up there.
Is Deshaun
and also get their ass kicked.
Deshaun a good cold weather quarterback? Do we know that?
Yeah.
What's a win? Like
wait a minute. You say, yeah.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. 15-mile-an-hour winds. That's not crazy for Chicago.
No, but yeah, see.
The wind.
Yeah. See, I don't know that the Texans can really run the ball. But Deshaun can run
the ball. Oh, no. The Texans cannot run the ball. Well, I do know for a fact that
Deshaun can run the ball.
The Texans aren't going to run. Well, you don't want Deshaun running a lot.
I do.
Against the Bears.
You do.
You don't care. You don't care about Deshaun.
How'd the Texans do in the last game?
The last game against the Bears?
Against the Colts.
Against the Colts, they did pretty damn well. They should have won the game.
Did they cover?
No.
No.
He just dabbed it.
For whatever reason. Why did he just dab?
He's got like
no cover, you don't get it, no coke.
No, I had the Colts, too. I'm realistic about my team. I'm realistic.
The Colts put that completely out of...
In the week before against Detroit, loaded up on the Texans. Yes. And this week, load up
now,
on the text.
Now, the Bears have lost a zillion games in a row.
Yeah, they suck.
They suck.
No, they're bad. They're really bad. Nagy's
There's no question.
Nagy's gone.
Their head coach and GM are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Chicago's not put. I'll tell you what right now. Nagy and Pace have got to go. I'd rather have the Texan situation with the guy with the bald head that's causing all these, stirring up all these problems from church to church guy than what the Bears have with Nagy. I'd rather have what the Texans have. Romeo's been around the league for a while. He knows how to do football. This guy's a good coach. I love Watson. Can you believe the Bears could have had Watson? They traded up for Trubisky. Look, typically, Polish quarterback, I'm good with that.
I like, usually the Polish guy
usually
is going to be
Polish
good.
Usually the Polish guy, usually.
Yeah. You ever go to the Polish neighborhood and get the Polish sausage? Yeah.
It's great.
Okay.
But you don't usually go to the Polish neighborhood to get the Polish quarterback. That's the problem. Love the sausages, hate the quarterback.
Was he from Chicago? No. He's from North Carolina or somewhere down there. You can't trust them Polish people.
Can't trust the Polish people in North Carolina can't be trusted.
I almost said the other one.
You almost said locks.
Yeah.
You
mean like with locks?
I know what you did.
You put on a bagel? Locks?
Yeah.
This Watson kid is unbelievable.
And I don't think the Polish people really care if you call them. Well, I don't know.
Well, you should try it.
No. Yeah.
And Trubisky's from Ohio.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, no, they're no, I mean, that's, you know, the Polish people
there,
from Ohio.
They ain't from Chicago, where you get the good Polish sausage.
Yeah, you know.
Now, it's Polish sausage ain't Italian sausage, but okay.
Wait a minute.
If you got to settle, you settle.
Would the Polish guy say that?
No. But we're talking about the Polish quarterback.
The Chicago sports talk, they're not in favor of Polish quarterbacks. We know how this game is played. Yeah. You need a guy like the Watson kid. This is a guy who probably grew up eating fried shrimp and hot food and all this stuff.
I'm glad you said shrimp.
He's got a little different flavor to him.
I'm glad.
And you look at the kid Trubisky. Look, love the Polish sausage, hate the Polish quarterback. There's not a lot of Polish quarterbacks that have won world titles. There's not. I like this kid. Reminds me a lot of Vince Evans. You remember him?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of Vince Evans vibe to him.
Yeah.
Or maybe if the other quarterback that we had that we got from the Steelers, the Slash kid, had he maybe run the ball a little bit more, we would have had this.
Yeah, Trubisky reminds me of Bob Avellini. Remember Avellini?
Very similar to Avellini.
Yeah, he sucked. Yeah.
Well, so, not in that way.
Well, we could have had the Watson kid, too.
Could have had him.
Ryan Pace, what a dumbass.
This guy should have been gone 3 years ago.
Three or four years ago.
When they screwed up the kicker thing, I knew we had no chance. 5 to 6 different kickers, then a kicker comes out and trash talks the coach. I mean, what's going on over there? What's going on with the Bulls? What's going on with the Cubs?
I miss Butthead. That's a kicker. That's a kicker.
That guy, and he was a straight-on kicker, too. Yeah. More trustworthy.
Nah, he was the other way.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he wasn't one of them.
Yeah, I don't remember so well.
The straight on kickers.
He didn't do this?
Yeah. No.
With the straight butt.
Oh, come on, Butthead. Come on. What are you, crazy? He wasn't straight on.
I wish we had a quarterback like, I thought the Trubisky kid could be the next Jim McMahon, but, you know, he's not blind in one eye. The guy doesn't. He's not a Mormon, a halfway Mormon. I don't know. Did we ever know if the guy
no
was
headband,
an actual Mormon?
He don't wear no. He ain't McMahon. Are you crazy, McMahon?
Yeah, that guy couldn't have been a Mormon. He played in a Mormon school. Mormons don't do the things, McMahon. I showed up
in a limo, remember?
I saw him at night, what he did. He was in a dive bar I used to go to. McMahon was unbelievable. Throwing shots down, drinking. You know, he ate a bunch of hot peppers off a girl's stomach one time. Couldn't believe it.
I knew this guy
was a great player at that time.
Did he have to apologize? Like quarterbacks do today for eating stuff off of girls?
No, not back then.
McMahon didn't apologize for nothing. That was a different time.
You used to eat and snort things off of girls all the
time. It's a different
time.
No one's apologizing before the PC got us.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you got to apologize for everything. Like when Johnny Boy over there, he got in trouble for what he said about the Polish people. Remember he used that word?
Rhymes with...
It was terrible.
I know what it rhymes with. Thanks, John.
You say it again. I don't want to do the show by myself if you're suspended.
Hey, them people used to like it, okay? They knew. It was fine back in the day.
Yeah, back when Hawk Harrelson was doing stuff.
Remember?
Ever since Hawk died, this whole country's been headed south.
Remember what he called him, Dibzinski? Remember when he called him that? It was fine.
Yeah. All of a sudden, yeah, exactly.
Remember when Dibzinski overran second and we lost the playoff game? Everybody was calling him that.
Yeah.
That dumb.
Dumb, you know what? Don't do it again. I had to do a whole 2 weeks when you were suspended. Who knew Polish people were still writing letters to management? Never knew that. Didn't know they could type. Whoa, look at me. I'm gone now.
You did a whole segment of Chicago radio. Who's going to win the game, fellas?
Oh, the Bears.
No chance, Texans. No. Bears are terrible.
They're terrible.
They're not going to win another game until we got Nagy out and we got Pace out. They're not winning another game. I've been saying this forever. They can't win with these guys. These guys might as well be plants from the Packers. They're sent here to ruin the Bears. Do you know what they're doing? They're killing Khalil Mack. Ruining his career right now.
Oh, and I thought this Foles guy had a big one. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, big Nick, they called him.
Yeah, whatever.
They said it hung between his legs. You know what's hanging between his legs? Another fumble.
Another
turnover.
Loss. Another L he's dropping on us.
Yeah, he's dropping an L.
He ain't a big D. He's a big L is what he is.
He's a big L is what he is, and he's right about that. Big D. You can have the biggest D in the world. It obviously doesn't come with a bunch of wins. Guy Kenny, he got beat out by Trubisky. It's terrible. Sold his soul to get a Super Bowl, and now we're paying the price. I mean, God bless him with the D thing. That sounds great. Love to be in his shoes, but not with all those losses.
No. Probably got one bigger than a Polish sausage, that's for sure.
Guy, you know, don't get yourself suspended again. I wouldn't know. I don't even see him on the field anymore. I don't know what's hanging around his knees or whatever. You know what's around his knees?
L's.
A bunch of tacklers.
A bunch of L's. Probably Terz left.
A sack.
Probably Terz left.
You know what's around,
looks
you
like
know what's around
L.
the guy's knees? No. I don't know if he's got a knee knocker, but I tell you what's around his knees right now. Charles Leno, after he gets bull rushed, he's on the ground.
A manicure.
Right there by his knees.
A manicure's around him.
Yeah, they'll be around him all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Bears are going to lose this 20 points. The Watson kid is on fire.
20 or 30.
They could have had what? They could have had Mahomes. Should have had. I was one of
don't
the only
even
guys.
Don't
who
even
wanted
talk
Mahomes.
About it anymore. Ryan Pace, what an a-hole.
I'm glad. I swear, I'm glad Boylan's gone at least, though. At least the Bulls have a shot.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. The Bulls to win again. If Michael Jordan ain't walking back through that door, I'm telling you right now, they're done too. They suck too.
This season, we're going to replay every Bulls game. And we're just going to talk about Bulls games from 96. Get ready for that. Because that's happening. I'm not talking about this Bulls team. I'm tired of today's NBA player. I'm tired of these divas and these, you know, these fake wannabe superstars with all their political correctness and whatnot and the kneeling and all. We don't do that stuff here in Chicago. You're going to do things the right way, or we'll talk about the 96 Bulls back when Michael Jordan cared about the city of Chicago.
Yeah. Watch the White Sox this year. You better watch them. I'm telling you right now.
This is the year for the Sox.
Brought back La Russa.
You brought back
remember
a great
83?
Manager.
You remember 83?
It's unbelievable. The Sox are doing something Luzinski the right way.
Luzinski talking about a Polish
the
guy.
The Sox, you know what? And I swear to you, if they fire Matt Nagy and they bring back Dicka, this city is going to go bananas. This city will get so unbelievable. They're going to be over the moon
and then
if Dicka comes back.
The Bulls, Phil Jackson comes back.
Wow. You get Jackson,
La Russa,
and Dicka?
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could get DeRocher, too. He's probably dead.
Long gone.
Yeah.
I think his son's died, even. Like, the whole bloodline gone.
That's a shame. Genocide. DeRocher genocide.
Committed genocide on the DeRocher family.
The whole bloodline got wiped out.
Wow.
Did Tywin Lannister get to them?
Wow.
That's what they were saying on the streets.
Boy, they didn't celebrate Thanksgiving then, did they?
You guys think you could do a masshole radio show next segment?
It's harder.
No, that's
you can't do masshole stuff without using the F word.
No.
No, it's impossible.
You can't.
I was thinking if I could, and immediately the F word immediately came to my mind. I was like, I can't.
9:43, Craig the Surf could probably do it.
Well, Craig the Surf doesn't work blue. I mean, he can if you need him to, but
when he's selling cars, he doesn't work blue. He just works green. That's the money he saves you. Ching, 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 cha-ching, cha-ching. Money, 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 money. And that's a great thing about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Right now they have for you cashback allowances that they're giving away, thousands in cashback allowance on top of their already low employee pricing. Now, when I say employee pricing, this is a real thing. You will not pay 1 cent more than what an employee will pay for certain vehicles, 2020 and 2021 models in stock. The difference is you're going to get cashback allowance on top of that. So it's going to be the lowest prices that you're going to find in 2020. If you've been waiting to get a pickup or an SUV or a crossover vehicle or a sedan from on the Buick side, now is your lucky. Today is your lucky day because they have unbelievably low prices. And then you throw in your trading value for your vehicle, and I think you're going to find either a lease or a purchase that is right for you. Go to LanceZCars.com. Start the car buying experience. It's Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. No, they'll like it. Get Portillo's, order it. I mean, yeah, and they get you the big buns, too. And I like the sausage. I like to get a combo when I do it. Sweet peppers. Your kids won't eat the sweet or hot peppers, but no. But you get it with them. Let's get Joe Daddy in here. Let's talk about James Harden. What do you say, Joe Daddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Hey, man. Okay, man. You guys make me laugh every morning, man. I don't know how you guys do it, man. But listen, something that's not really been talked about. Who was Major League Baseball? They had some players opt out during COVID or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that an option for James? I mean, if I was James Harden, man, I've lost all respect for James, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. You know, he wants to go play for somebody else. Go ahead, man. But is that an option for James? I mean, if I was James, I would totally jump on that, man. Blame it on COVID, and you know, he don't want to play here. Don't play here. You know, what do you think about that?
What is the agreement? Because you don't get your full contract. I don't know what the NBA opt-out pay is. So James has got a big, big, big deal. So it's $40 million. I don't think James, you know what, James, instead of opting out, he could just fake an injury or he could Kawhi it. Yeah, I don't trust you or whatever. I don't know. How did Kawhi get his full pay when he did? See, James can, there's a few ways. Although James has made it known that he wants to be traded. And so I don't know that the league and the Rockets would have to acquiesce, but it seems to me that there's probably a better way. My back, you know, and you can't tell a back injury. So, you know, my back is just killing me. I can't play.
Mm-hmm.
And he could force their hands. Now, it's a bad look. And certainly, I don't know, all said and done, James does get traded. How's James going to be looked at in the city?
Oh, he'll take a nosedive. Look, it's kind of miraculous that he's come up as short. Like, Warren Moon got obliterated for a lot less. And James has lasted a lot longer with a much higher. Now, James also plays at an unbelievable level in the regular season. But the way that this is happening, it's gonna hurt his legacy with Rocket fans. He's not going to be beloved. He'll be beliked.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be beliked. He's not going to be beloved.
So, but how much more pressure was there on Warren Moon since the city hadn't won any titles?
Dude, yet? He was a black quarterback in the 80s and 90s. Yeah. It was a lot more pressure.
Yeah.
He was in a run and shoot, which a lot of people thought was his own defense coordinator, the chuck and duck and making fun of it. Warren was on a crazy team with crazy people, crazy ownership. There was way more pressure on Warren Moon, I think.
Yeah. 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 And the city hadn't won a championship yet. So it was like,
right.
Holy, you know, Warren Moon, you know, the city's hopes and dreams are on your shoulders. I mean, we're just a few years removed from the Astros winning it at all. We had the Rockets already win it. So, I think there's less pressure. But James is, you know, James is feeling the pressure of winning.
I would think.
You know, yeah, James was feeling the pressure of it. But opting out, I don't think you don't get your full salary. And James ain't doing that, Joe Daddy. You just ain't. You ain't. He ain't taking less money.
He has all the money in the world.
Yeah, and he still
literally
can
never spend it.
But you're all you're but it's just like your window to make your $40 million a year is closing.
Oh no, no, a 50 is getting ready to open up.
Well, right, but it's still a limited amount of time. And you take you. Hey, I'm not throwing $40 million out the window. I don't know how much he would get.
What would you spend $40 million on?
What would I spend $40 million on? A few houses around the world.
That's what you would do?
Yeah.
But now you got to pay taxes.
Yeah,
and upkeep, and upkeep and all that stuff.
Oh, I care. I got $40 million.
No, you've already—it's over. You just spent it on all your houses.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So you're going to spend $20 million on your houses and keep the rest.
Well, don't forget, $20 million gets taken out in taxes. Now I got.
No, I'm giving you $40 million after tax. I'm giving you your Adidas money, and so you got $40 million. Got 40 what are you doing million? With it?
Are you kidding? You could buy houses all over the world, and you pay the taxes and never worry about it ever. Again,
not if you spend all of your money on that. Where's the rest of your money?
I'm not going to spend all of it on it, but I'm going to buy a house in Italy. I'm going to buy me a house probably somewhere.
So you're going to spend
Aruba
about $28 million on houses, and you keep $12 million in escrow for upkeep over the years.
It won't be $28 million. It'd be probably about. I'll spend about 10 to 12 on houses.
Oh, so you're not getting the big mega man? You're not getting the big mega mansions?
No. Nice houses.
You're getting reasonable houses.
That's right.
Reasonable houses for a total of $12 million. Houses.
I'll be honest with you. That seems actually low. I don't think you're spending enough. You're not getting houses here in the country.
You can buy a nice house in Italy or a lot of places for a couple million-dollar house. Are you kidding me?
Well, not in Los Angeles. You're not.
No, not in Los Angeles, but in Italy.
Not in New York.
In what the type country of where my people are from.
What type of house do you think he's going to live in?
Yeah.
Why do you?
Couple Wendy's mil.
Wendy's not getting in a small little house.
A couple mil is a big house, brother.
Are you going to go with Wendy, or are you leaving her in the States?
No, she gets to come too, but she's got to keep working.
Well, obviously, but what are you going to do? Because she's got to have a house. Or have you accounted for all the stuff she's going to put in these houses?
Oh, now there's another thing. There's another $10 million. Okay.
Well, you need, like I said, you think it's easy. Oh, get these houses. And like, how much is it going to cost to put stuff in these houses? You better make sure they're not too big, because the bigger the house,
the more stuff she can put in. Yeah. The more gold she can fill it up
with. I don't think you're going to go empty.
Yeah. No.
John, if
don't worry. I may have to file bankruptcy at some point. I don't care.
after being given $40 million tax-free?
$40 million,
yeah. No, just sell it and get the cheese back.
Yeah. You're going to be in one of those docks broke? You were handed $40 million and then in a dock. How did a Houston radio host go broke after getting $40 million? Here's his story.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of gold in my house.
Oh, man.
A lot of gold in my house.
You ever been married to my wife?
No, clearly not.
That's right. So that's how it happened.
Maybe you don't tell her. Maybe you keep a little side bank account for yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know we had somebody
ask us about, is this a info line question or a freaky deaky question? And this guy sent a tweet yesterday. I'm not going to say who, but he's like, hey, so I'm going to a Christmas party and the venue got moved to the same place where I go with my side piece. Mm-mm. Instead, my wife, what should I do? Should I go there or not? And I said, that's a freaky deaky question.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know what it was, but I saw
your
answer.
Info line, yeah, that's not an info line question. Info line's for basic stuff.
Well, so
freaky deep, that's a very complicated question you're asking.
Will you
there,
be
sir.
Recognized? Does he go there so often that people recognize him?
I think that's his concern.
And
that's it. Oh, you're not If they give her a strange look.
Huh.
Well, you know, or if they say, "Wow, you're back." And he's like, "I've never been here." I've never been here.
What do you mean, back?
Back.
Not me.
I've never seen you before.
It's my first time.
How did they call ahead and tell you my name?
why does everyone seem so...
I called ahead and told them that I was going to be here. This is the first time we've met, though.
Right? Isn't that right? First time.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that's dangerous. No, you don't go. That's too...
Oh, dude. Yes, I got a story. So I was in Riel 2 weeks ago. I was in there, and a guy who's a listener of the show, he's a truck driver. The dude goes real. He heard us talking about it. He goes in all the time, and he's like, they love him in there, right? Orders all the best food, the drinks. And so the time I was in Riel, and I was, and I had my, it was early after my shoulder injury, and I had my sling on, you know, mask, mm-hmm. sling, and I was trying to pull the chair up, but then I leaned back too far, I was in a stool, and I fell backwards, fell over. He was, I swear to God, I hit the ground like this.
With a sling.
I was in extraordinary. No, there was hardly anyone in the restaurant because it was still like 5:30. But that guy was there with his date. She had a little juice going on in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hanging off the, not in a bad way either, kind of hanging off the stool. And LaShane, like everyone kind of came over, you okay? And I'm like in extraordinary pain. And then once I kind of played it off, just made a joke about it. Once I was able to get up after about 90 seconds on the ground, I said, man, I almost fell. He goes, you should have just fallen into it. She goes, yeah, it would have just cushioned you. Your fall would have been a lot softer. And I'm like, yeah. So I said, absolutely. So we all talked. Well, I bought them a shot of Old Granddad. We all did a shot. We had a laugh, whatever. So that happened like 3 months ago. So in he comes while we're eating, and he's got what I think is the same girl with him. And I'm like, hey. He goes, hey, what's up? You're there again. He goes, man, I remember last time when you guys go, no, wrong. He goes, nope. As he's walking by me, he goes, different one. Like, as he's walking, he goes, different one. Real quick and quiet and soft. And I'm like, I remember last time when I saw you. And then, like, immediately I caught my snap and I didn't say anything. My wife goes, I'm glad you heard him say that. I'm like, oh, yeah, it was smooth the way he did it. Like, different one? I said, I remember last time when it was you were, when you're you, alone. He goes, different one. When you were in here, remember that? And then I fell, and he goes, yeah, I remember that. And then it's like, that's it. That guy was so smooth with his just like.
See, but that's you're pooping where you eat.
No. He's just, those are just girlfriends for him.
Oh, okay.
Those are just his, like, he's dating different girls.
I got you.
But he didn't want to be like, that's his spot. Because that's his spot.
That might have been his longtime one. And
you know, I actually don't know.
Yeah. It might have been. You don't know.
I actually don't know.
You don't know.
But I know this.
But you're pooping.
He
where
did
you
it
eat.
Real
you take
smooth.
Ones, right? You don't do that. That's not what you do. I don't know what you do, sweetie, but I know you don't do that. Okay. I don't know how to do it, but I know you don't do that. That's not the way to do it. Okay. First of all, the way not to do it is have different girls. Only one. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
One girl.
Have
for
one
life.
Single one. Maybe you don't have problems.
For life.
You get Mark Klein to get you a diamond.
That's right.
My buddy in Belize, our friend McCool, he was recently asking about, he goes, hey, who's a jeweler who you recommend in Houston? Because there's somebody in Belize who wants to get something. And I was like, Klein's. Yeah. And so he got Klein's number. And I don't know. I got to check with him and see what the latest and greatest.
Klein'sJewelry.org. Klein'sJewelry.org. And Mark Klein will take care of it. Mark, listen, you go to that website now. He's got 190,000 different jewels, and you're getting the manufacturer's price. He doesn't have 190,000 different diamonds, loose diamonds. He's getting them from other places, but you buy them direct on the website. Never have to go into Klein's. I mean, have to. You want to, but if you're far away, if you're listening in Beaumont, or you're listening in the Woodlands, you're like, I can't get those Klein prices because I can't drive all the way into the city. You don't have to anymore. Mark will do everything online, deliver it online, right now, free delivery too. So if you're looking for that loose diamond, or you want Mark to make something and he'll send it to you, you pick the diamond, tell him I want you to bake it, you send him a picture or just call him and describe it, then you are going to get that done at Klein's Jewelry this holiday season. Make it Klein's Jewelry. Mark's been doing this forever. If you want to call him, 832-316-1388. If you want to go there, 5868 Westheimer. It's right there at Fountain View and Westheimer. But if you can't get there, go to kleinsjewelry.com and shop and see all the extraordinary diamonds that he's got online at kleinsjewelry.org, kleinsjewelry.org.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.